Look, in the first ceasefire, UNRWA brought in enough food in the first 4 days to feed a million people, so half of the population. We have those supplies outside. We have the assets and the people and the wherewithal inside to bring those supplies in. We're also uniquely placed to readjust and reorient our services to places that people are going back to. We're seeing people are starting to move north. We're already at work in Gaza City, assessing our installations, looking at getting staff back to where those people are. And I'm talking about healthcare, garbage collection, water distribution, the real basics that are needed alongside trucks of aid to keep these things going. I mean, there's a massive security and safety effort that's needed as well. The amount of rubble that's on the streets, the amount of unexploded ordnance that will be likely be inside of buildings and also on the streets and around houses. That will also have to be removed. But we already, as UNRWA, have a plan for which critical installations, facilities that we need to open. And we have a plan, of course, for the distribution of our aid, because it's what we've been doing in Gaza for the past 75 years, uninterrupted until March of this year when it ground to a halt.